88.9 Shine FM, checking in with Kimberly Eckert from Eckert Psychology and Education Center, as we do every Wednesday. Kimberly, we are almost at the end of June. Yeah, next time we chat, it'll be into July.
Summer's coming.
Indeed. Might be a different summer, but it's still summer nonetheless. So we've had a great topic throughout the month of June here on making a proper, true apology. 9 essential ingredients of a true apology, because those words, I am sorry, can be difficult to say, but we want to do it properly.
Exactly. And this is based on the work of Harriet Lerner. And the reason I chose it for this month is we're spending way more time with each other than is typical because of COVID-19. And when we spend more time with humans, the reality is we're going to have more ruptures.
Indeed.
And so, so here is rule 8. A true apology should not be offered to make you feel better if it risks making the hurt party feel worse.
Mm, really good.
So, Mike, the hard part for many of us is not all apologies are welcome. And making amends may be part of your healing process, but you might have to find another way to heal if another person doesn't want to hear from you.
Hmm, that's great.
Yeah, and that's tough.
Yeah, indeed.
Mm-hmm. And then the final rule of a truly good apology is that we need to recognize when I am sorry is not enough. If a serious hurt or betrayal has happened, the reality is that it will require a lot of work over time to restore trust.
Yeah, indeed. I think the wrongdoer is looking for a quick end to everything, but that might not be the case all the time.
Exactly. And I think that's a big place where counseling fits in, is to really help family members, whether that's couples or a parent and a child or between two siblings, to work this out. How do we begin the healing process after a serious hurt or betrayal?
Indeed. As humans, yes, sometimes the reconciliation and the emotions and everything can really cause some damage that needs some extra work to repair.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, definitely some great information throughout the month of June. We chat with Kimberly Eckert every Wednesday for Parenting Moments, every Wednesday morning. So join us again next week for that. But of course, if you would like to get some help with Kimberly and her team, eckertcenter.com. And as always, we give you a chance to win a free consultation.
That's right. And let's go with caller number 4 today.
Caller number 4, call me in the studio right now, 403-276-8888. Thank you so much, Kimberly. It's been a great month for June, learning about how to give a proper apology, and already looking forward to what you're going to talk about for July.
Thank you so much, Mike. Have a wonderful day.
You too.